This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Factor 75, get fresh meals delivered to your house. Save $40 off the first 2 weeks with code MMA40.
Watch Shop, the leading retailer of brand name designer watches, get 20% off with code MMA20.
Tech for Less, save 5% off with code MMADEAL.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 444.
What? 444!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Ruth, I'm going to show my fans, for my fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? What are you drinking? Very fashion.
Son of Juice from Maplewood.
That's super racist.
Not really. It's the Son of Juice. Not Jews. Not Son of Jews.
Oh.
Son of Juice.
Like you're drinking the blood of Jewish people? Jesus Christ.
That is definitely not racist.
Okay. So what's going on? We're having some enjoyable 70-degree weather here in the Chicagoland area.
And what's going on? I don't know. You know, things.
Little of this, little of that, like usual.
Yes. Life is moving at a breakneck speed.
And it doesnn't stop.
Ever.
It just gets harder and harder. The older you get, the more challenging.
This is what I'm telling you. We need to take 2 or 3 mini vacations a year and we'll be good. That's the key.
Yeah.
Minor ones. 3-4 days. Don't have to go anywhere crazy. Just get out of town. You know, that's the key. To live in this fast-paced life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The challenge is having a dog, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, a dog that you can't board because she'll fuck every other dog up.
Good point.
Otherwise, I'd board
that
cat.
She's pretty easy to take care of.
Yeah.
Although, certainly, it's like pets. It's like, eh.
It's a lot of work. It's a baby that never grows up.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Pretty
yeah.
Much.
Now that my kids are older, I'm like, this is kind of getting a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this whole pet situation. It's kind of like, I had a hard time 2 years ago buying a plant, and I got over that.
Plants are easy. They're pretty durable, too. You can miss watering them a
little
bit. I
killed one plant already in the last year. Somehow it died in my apartment.
Hey.
Maybe the cat peed on it, for all I know. I don't know.
Probably ate it. Probably fucked that thing up.
Yeah.
Like that box of chips that you gave me, the fucking claw marks in that box. Yeah. That shit, man. That cat's hungry. Give me the chips, brother.
Well, I keep him lean, so
yeah.
He's not starving, but I don't give him like food, so he's a gluttonous.
You give him catnip, and you get him all fucked up.
No catnip.
No, he doesn't like weed.
No comment.
Moving right along, please. UFC Mexico! Mexico!
Oh, man, so many things to say.
Fuck, man. So let's start main event. Let's get right into this shit. Rodriguez versus Jeremy Stephens.
Speaking of cats.
What happened?
Wow.
Yeah.
Little claw action like 15 seconds into the fight.
Yep.
Yair Rodriguez gets Jeremy Stephens in the eyeball and...
Yeah, and it looked legit, right? Because we were talking last week when Todd Duffy got poked in the eye, and he was wide-eyed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Stephens cannot open his eye.
He tried.
You can see the strain of him trying to open it, and it will not open.
Right.
And how about credit to Herb Dean?
Fantastic job.
Right?
It's like, listen, he kept the doctor away from him. He's like, look, he's got 5 minutes. Come back in 3 minutes when it's 5 minutes time. He needs to give it some time to settle down. But sure enough, it just wasn't happening. And the crowd, man, what's up with this? Throwing shit into the cage, throwing shit at Jeremy Stephens.
Hurling insults.
Yes.
Brendan Fitzgerald, who's the announcer, diving under the cage. Michael Bisping standing up, blocking
stuff.
Bottles, beers, insults. I wonder if in Mexico, if there's a cure for a scratched eye. And I wonder if it involves... liquids like beer and or insults.
Throwing things. Yeah. Might be. But I give credit also to Michael Bisping. I thought he did a good job kind of keeping Yair before they started talking in the cage.
Well.
He kind of put up a little wall. Like, you need to calm down, man. Like,
well, do you know... Well, first he pushed him off. And do you know what he said in Spanish?
No.
He said, "Don't touch me, you fucking piece of shit male prostitute."
He said that to who? Said that to who?
Yair said that to Bisping.
Oh, nice.
But you know, it's Bisping. He didn't flinch either.
Does he speak Spanish?
No.
That's why.
He said, like, you fucking piece of shit. Like, male what are you doing? Wow. Yes.
Yeah, he was pretty fired up. Very upset.
Or that could be translated into faggot, but I would prefer to say
prostitute.
Male prostitute. It's rough translation. It could be either or.
This is Matt
In my world, it means
Spanish
faggot,
to Matt language.
But in technical Spanish, like puto is prostitute, but it's the male version, or puta is whore.
Okay.
Or female, so. It was interesting,
okay,
to say the least. But why is such a reaction? Remember when we saw, like, a shitty ending to a fight? It was Anderson Silva versus Patrick Cote, right?
Right.
Cote blows his knee out. How did we feel, and how did we act after
Disappointed,
that?
Did nothing, stood there like two white guys.
Right. like, this sucks,
yeah,
right?
Let's go get another beer.
Let's go home, man. Disappointing. I think there were more fights in the stands, but nobody was hurling insults or beers or bottles or ice. I mean...
Well, the hometown boy, you know, the whole thing, it's because it was in Mexico and Rodriguez and, you know...
Well, and I think Yair is trying to say, like, he could have kept fighting, and I think there was an incident the next day where they're both, like, swearing at each other, and...
They had an altercation in the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, man, just... I understand fighters are not all there, but get your shit together. I don't understand the mindset of Yair. You got to think, Jeremy Stephens said he spent $30,000 on his training camp. He went to Mexico 6 weeks early so he would be prepared for the altitude. If he did all that, and knowing Jeremy Stephens, he's not the guy who's just going to fucking quit unless he legitimately can't see. He couldn't open his fucking eye, right?
Yes, and remember, isn't this the guy who got KO'd, like, violently? Or no, he violently KO'd somebody. Wait, I'm trying to remember.
BJ Penn, he fucked. Yair fucked up BJ Penn. Jeremy Stephens fucked up Rafael Dos Anjos.
That's it. So that guy's a killer.
And Rafael was throwing shit
at
him.
Yeah, he was. It's like his 45th MMA fight or something.
I think 50th even.
50th? Okay.
So, it's a lot. It's a lot.
He's not trying to get out of the fight. For what reason? He couldn't open his eyeball. And, you know, anything can happen when you... Did they ever say what exactly was wrong with
him? I think he had a scratched cornea.
Okay. I think that's probably pretty likely that you can't open your eye. So...
You can just run it back, right?
Well, apparently Yair doesn't want to do that. So,
and then I thought Jeremy threw some shade at him because he said, I've never been cut from the UFC from backing out of fights. Just remember that. It's like, oh, yeah. Remember, Yair had that issue where he pulled out of a couple fights and then the UFC cut him. Mm-hmm. Then he had to come crawling back to the UFC like, oh, please, let me fight again. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of lost my flavor for Yair on all this. Just
a little bit young guy, but a lot of... The problem, I think, the bigger problem is somebody's got to put a stop to these eye pokes. I don't know how they do it.
Good point.
There has to be some kind of penalty, different gloves. I don't know.
Whatever happened to it? Remember years ago, the UFC talking about, we're going to redesign the glove. We're going to redesign it. Strikeforce did it. I know they still have eye pokes, but it's not as many because they're trying to curve the fingers a little bit.
They are.
These gloves, you can... It's almost like I think people were saying it's hard to make the fist because... The way the glove's designed is forcing your hand open. So it's, or maybe just fucking tape them shut. I don't know. Just have fists and then there's no grappling.
Well, the other thing is, too, is maybe no one ever talks about when they check the hands. Like, how long are your nails?
Oh, they check the nails. Because remember, I've seen the refs cut nails if they're too
long. Yeah, but how long? Maybe they need to be shorter. Maybe that's.
Maybe cut them till they bleed.
It's like file them down and shit. Put some super glue on those fuckers. I don't know. But it seems like a lot of eye pokes the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of eye pokes. John Jones, what's going on here?
I don't know. I'm starting to see shit, by the way.
Are you?
I'm having a hard time reading. I don't know if that's good. I may be stroking out over here.
Oh, that's not good, Matt. But let's keep it together for like
another 35
minutes.
I'm seeing
minutes.
This like wavy line.
Have you taken some kind of medication before?
Maybe I have a little problem here soon.
Never mind. Took a little peyote before the show.
I can't read. And then it was like a... crazy spinning shit KO, like where one guy spun and another. I gotta let's see if I can pull
that's
that.
That's the only fight I watch on the card.
Can't fucking show this, but
it's on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe I could post the link, but it's like a double spinning.
Oh,
fucking guy, and then he gets hammer fisted into oblivion.
Wow, that was pretty final. Kind of, what's he got? Some kind of strange hair.
Yeah, I can't read the names. Can you?
It's Bravo versus Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Your eyeball's fucking with you?
Yeah.
It's happened to me before.
I don't know, I'll work out.
Let me see your, can you smile? Is it even? Are you smiling evenly? I think we're good. No
stroke.
No stroke.
Don't worry, I'm stroking. Yeah, it'll be awesome for a fuckhead.
Oh, yeah, because we're totally going to put this on the web if you have a stroke on camera.
I totally would.
Folks, this is what happens.
No, I won't, because I won't be able to function. You will.
When you have a stroke, this is what happens.
When I'm eating oatmeal, I will fucking...
And that's the end of our show.
Not to worry, kids.
There's another show we have. We'll just transition smoothly over to that side.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing, did you see Carla Esparza did her Misha Tate impression?
Oh, with the armbar?
Yeah, she got fucking 90-degreed in the wrong direction, but kept on fighting.
Won the fight? Not.
No.
Every time I see her fight, she's like beat up to all oblivion. At when they're standing for the decision, she's just beat to hell.
Yeah.
Somebody should get maybe have her stop fighting.
Well, she was the champ for like a day.
It was like 10 years ago.
Right?
It didn't happen.
Like, and then she wore like that full bodysuit too.
Yeah. Quite sexy. Something about that spandex. Oh, yeah.
Something about it. And you see Jorge Masvidal's outfit? Like a fucking...
Mexico.
Yeah.
Looks like a bandido.
Bullets. Yep. And a sombrero.
I like it.
He's in full garb.
Cool. Amazing.
And let me go... We'll be done with that event. I want to talk about the press conference they did with Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz with Masvidal's garb again. Came in straight like Scarface. Like a fucking pimp, man.
I do like
white
that.
White suit with a big red collar and that little red kerchief.
Should have wore the glasses, though. He's missing those.
Yeah.
Shooter glasses. I like it. Mr. Al Pacino.
True. Hey, where's my super necessary shirt, by the way?
Oh, did you order one?
Yeah, about 4 weeks ago.
And?
It hasn't shipped yet. The website's not taking any more orders. You can't fucking email them. And
would you say that they have a plethora of orders, Matt?
I would say they have a plethora. My email bounced back. Their website is shut down. I'm giving the fire the credit that I probably shouldn't. If it was any other website, I would have disputed this on the credit card. But I'm trying to support Fighter here, okay. So I'm going to let it ride for about a week more.
Here's how you can make it right. Along with the shirt, please send the big black cock. Done. All is forgiven.
Delivered rectally to my friend, Ingo Weigold.
Oh, I was trying to give you an early birthday gift.
So. I take a pass. It's a hard pass, Ingo. Not even okay. A soft one.
Okay. I'll take it if you want it.
You got any other canoes?
I do.
Go ahead.
Regarding this fight we were just talking about between Diaz and Masvidal, there's a big... bad motherfucker belt. It's going to cost roughly $50,000 that The Rock is going to present to the winner.
I love that.
It's a one and done kind of thing.
I don't know about that. They were trying to trademark that.
Yeah.
How is that going to be one and done?
I feel like it's not going to be a one and done.
It's not.
But they're saying this now to make it more exciting.
What?
So that's not a one and done. They're going to say it's only one. It's the only one. And then after that one, it's going to be like, well, there's one more.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's exciting. What else? Oh, Dana White confirming Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier trilogy in the works, potentially. Cormier is on social media talking about that's the only fight he wants, and then he's done. Doesn't care about it.
Yeah, and it's win or lose, right?
Yes. Good.
That's interesting.
No talk of John Jones in that conversation.
No. Well, why? He knows the answer to that one. This one, we don't know the answer.
It's 1-1.
Yeah.
So maybe they run it
and
back.
And it should be 2-0 because I think if Cormier employs the right game plan. But I'm wondering, too, going into this fight, what is DC's mentality, right? If he knows this is my last fight,
tears.
It goes either way, right?
Lots of tears.
Like how hard do you train for your last fight?
Super hard.
Like Stefan Bonner, super hard with all the steroids?
I mean, he's never done them in his whole career, apparently, so I doubt he'd start now. He doesn't look like the kind of guy who steroids up, but I think he trains super hard. In a, you know, probably very emotional situation. He might cry all the time during the press conference.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
What other new fights? I'm getting all this jagged vision right now. So.
This is a problem.
A little bit. I'm working on it.
Is it the lights? Should I need to kill the lights?
No. It should pass in a few hours. It's just very hard to read right now.
Okay. Maybe you need to eat something. Do you need a snack?
It could be that, too. What did I eat today? Not enough. That was part of the problem.
That happens.
They said they're going to do Brian Ortega versus the Korean Zombie.
I like it. In Korea?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I like that fight. And then Bellator this weekend, they're doing Machida versus Musashi 2.
Nice.
I think they're doing a featherweight tournament. And the main event was, I think, Pitbull versus Archuleta. I wonder who's going to win this Musashi fight. Who won the first time? I think it was Machida.
I think
won
it
the
was
decision.
Too. Yes. Sounds correct.
Second time around. Who's I got to say Musashi. Second time
probably
around.
I would think. Machida's pretty up there. Unless he's his elusive former self, then I guarantee.
Well, they could be all steroided up, but I think Musasi's playing it natural. Machida already got popped for DHEA. Like, that does
whatever,
anything.
Whatever that is, yeah.
It's a fucking supplement you buy at the GNCs.
Yeah, it doesn't do
matter
all that much.
No, I mean, it does nothing. And then the UFC this weekend, did you see the cool poster? Because
no.
It's in Denmark, they're in Copenhagen,
oh,
and that's where Lego is.
Yeah.
So they did a nice Lego poster for...
I like it.
Finally, something original and a smile on one of the guy's faces.
Perfect.
But he's got frowny eyeballs, so he looks evil.
I feel like that should be an eBay purchase for you.
What's that?
To find some of those... You haven't put them up in a while. But
no, I haven't gotten new posters. I'd get that one.
That'd be a cool one.
Because I'd like that one and that one cartoon one. I think it was Robbie Lawler and Johnny Hendricks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Didn't Diaz have a good one, too? Was there a good one with Diaz?
Well, there's that GSP one.
The other one, Nate Diaz.
I don't know.
I thought that was a cool
one. It might be. I'm already laughing.
What happened?
You see Matt Hughes is suing the train that ran him over?
The actual train?
Yeah.
The inanimate object? Or the company?
Knowing him, probably the train himself. Claiming negligence on the train. Because it didn't tell him to slow down before he tried to beat the train.
Was he supposed to have a...
Or something.
A warning sign that says, please, sir, don't
yeah.
try to race me.
He ain't going to win. That's for sure.
Well, probably not.
He didn't win already, did he?
No.
You got anything else?
I do.
Go ahead.
I present to you the weirdest Tito Ortiz interview in the history of Tito Ortiz, which is saying a lot. I don't know what's happening here, but just take a listen. It's
let me tell you. He calls me out. He calls me a son of a... When I put my elbow through his face, he's going to be asking where's mama. And ain't going to be my mama. It's going to be his. And you're on a winning streak. Beat Chuck Liddell, the Iceman. Not beat Chuck Liddell. I smashed Chuck Liddell. I put my fist through his face. He was face down, ass up, and it wasn't my girlfriend. That's a pretty sight. It wasn't for his girl. Well said.
What?
It was about 2:47. I got on the bike. I ride about 2,000 miles. I've been in the gym four times a day.
What is he talking about?
Let me tell you. He calls me out. He calls me a son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That was the schmo interview with Tito Ortiz. And I don't know what happens with this guy when he tries to talk on a microphone.
I think it's like instant stupid pill. He tries to be entertaining and funny and witty, and it just comes off as though he's, like, mentally handicapped.
He's fucking retarded.
Like, he has
is what it looks like. The mic is his kryptonite.
Can't say
and his kryptonite is retardation. I can't say that.
I just did. I think you did twice.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm stroking out right now.
He's like...
Well, he said this and that. Well, he just had a stroke. Does it matter?
It's like, remember when we couldn't say faggot for a while?
Yeah.
But can you say that now?
Only if you're translating from Spanish to American or English.
Wait, then what does that have to do with
it? I don't know, puto.
Oh, I see. I feel like in English, everything's bad. In other languages,
yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
I think you can. And they did.
Yeah.
Where else are we going? Oh, celebrity boxing over the weekend. That angry bagel guy.
Oh, he's fighting somebody?
He was supposed to be fighting Lenny Dykstra. Former Phillies baseball player.
Yeah,
yes.
Whatever, yeah.
He looks terrible. But apparently that guy pulled out and fucking Screech is stepping in on short notice. This is, I think this weekend, Saturday, September 28th, celebrity boxing.
How the mighty have fallen. Screech is boxing and celebrity boxing?
Yeah, I don't know who else is fighting, but hey. I don't like the bagel guy's chances, even with Screech taking the fight. on fucking short notice.
This is like twice the height.
Yeah. This guy's got no reach. He could literally just jab his face off, and hopefully he should. Because I think Screech did a celebrity boxing in the past.
He did before, yeah.
Yeah.
Why's he got to wear his trunk so high, though? Like, super high.
So he's trying to get points taken away for low blows, because that's probably where this guy's going to be punching all the time, because he's not going to reach high.
It's gonna be like, woo,
that was always the thing. Like, wear them up to your titties, so every blow to your solar plex is a low blow.
Cheap. Is that the way it goes?
That's what I understood it to be.
Sounds gay. Can you say gay?
You can say whatever you want. You got anything else before we do Tweet of the Week? And
no, I'm good. I believe what I just showed you was Tweet of the Week to Tito Ortiz.
That was pretty good. You guys fucked up. So I got three choices. So Dana White is tweeting this one out. Fat guy in a little room. I don't know what the fuck this is for, but why is there a little room with the Dana White in it? I think he was answering questions on Twitter, and then someone asked him, like, why do you pay fighters so little? That's always a good thing. Fuck you, you fucking dickhead. Blah, blah, blah. We pay them great.
Looks like that television thing from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he just teleported himself. No, don't. And then how Ben Askren, UFC keeps tweeting out shit, and they tweet the 5 second things when he gets knocked out, and they're like, suck it to whoever is running that account, the UFC account. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Third choice. Shaq, this is Barstool Sports, spends entire interview flirting with, who's that? Rossi Diaz, saying, once you go Shaq, you don't go back. I like that. And joking about how good he is at sex.
Good. I like it.
This is choice three.
But he is not the king of pussy, man.
I don't know who is. Why are you trying to claim this title?
Hey, it's not. Hey, I'm just saying. The word is out.
I think you could, I could subscribe to a prince. I don't know.
Prince?
The king?
Prince sounds
prince
gay.
Prince of pussy.
Prince of
rhymes.
Pussy. Prince of pussy.
That's right.
I like king better. But you do make a valid point that prince of pussy does rhyme. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it does roll.
What King about Sultan of Pussy?
Okay.
Or the Sheik of Pussy?
Okay. I'm subscribing to your channel. You have about 100,000 subscribers right now.
What was Stalin? He was the dictator of pussy.
Mm. No, because you got dick. You can't have dick and pussy in your same surname.
Got it.
Oh, the Sultan of Pussy Esquire.
Oh, perfect.
Throw a little Esquire in there. Like you're fucking...
You can do like legal work while you're...
Yeah.
Esquire.
Doing businesses.
Or whatever that means.
In perpetuities.
I think I need a harem.
Yes, you do. You should subscribe to that. That should be part of your deal.
Let's have
harems.
Like 12 women that just, you know...
Service your plans.
Service the king.
And do your landscapings.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
Perfect.
Stuffs.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to work on that.
Let's do some acidites. Jared Christensen asks, he says, Rashad Evans is coming back. Is there any fighter that actually stayed retired that you wish hadn't?
Mm.
So a guy that's retired but you wish he came back.
GSP.
He kind of did, but he didn't officially retire. He just took a hyenas.
It's like what you did there, Matt. Freudian slip, sir.
Yes. I would have said Rich Franklin. I think he's too far gone.
He's too old now,
right now. Yeah, but there was a time where I think he could have came back.
Sure.
Vision's going normal.
Well,
again.
Diaz. I mean, Nick Diaz.
Yeah. But and I think GSP even commented on that, saying, man, and it's sad that guy missed out on his best fighting years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was just the Nevada State Athletic Commission when they fucked him. Remember? Like, how much would that sour you?
A lot.
Like, let me fine you forever. Let me ban you for
4
life.
4 years, yeah. Over some weed.
Like, right. And now it's pretty much legal everywhere.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
Yeah.
Damn the man. Now he's doing triathlons and stuff, and he's happy as a clam.
Yeah. I still think there's a window for him to come back. If his brother checked out for a while, right?
Uh-huh.
There's still opportunity.
But Nate's a little younger, isn't he? Like, a couple years?
Yeah.
So, there's that.
I think Nick could still... He's pretty competitive. He always was, you know.
Sure.
Follow up from Jaron. He says, I think the BMF belt concept is pretty cringy. Do you agree?
No, I love it.
Right. I think it's fun.
Why not?
I think fighting should be fun. I think it's too stiff. I'd even get rid of weight classes and let anybody fight for that. I think that was what we were talking about before when Conor McGregor was fighting everybody. Why don't they have a money belt, right? And this is kind of what this BMF belt is.
You want the belt, anyone can challenge you. That's kind of scary, though. There has to be at least some weight limit, right? You can't have these little guys.
I'm okay for anything.
Because then you're going to go, UFC. What? The 155-pound guy got to fight the heavyweight, and is he going to fight that guy, or just, like, here's the belt?
Come on, we'll do three fights in a night, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I love it. We'll skip that one. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll. Pound sign Matt Rave Train. Pound sign Angle Sugar Daddy. Pound sign. What are you, the Sultan of Pussy Esquire?
I don't know, I guess.
Sultan of Pussy Esquire.
Sweet.
Okay. What is the most impressive skill you have? Sultan of Pussy.
Thank you.
Esquire.
Esquire, exactly. That's my favorite skill.
Yeah, mine, I fuck like a champ.
Okay.
You seen Boogie Nights?
I have.
Fucks like a champ. All right. Okay. I don't know about that. I just like to claim that. It's like being a Sultan of Pussy.
You can have
pussy.
It, man. I will be the Sultan. I like King of Pussy better, though. I really do.
It's like the king of rock. All right, I'll write you a song then.
Perfect.
Pussy.
Great.
I can't get behind that one. I don't know.
Okay.
It's too abrupt. What is the biggest change you want to make in your life?
I would like to go from the king of pussy to the sultan of pussy.
Okay.
biggest change?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to sleep. That's really like. I
that's
can't,
a fair ask.
I can't sleep, man.
Yeah,
it's a ridiculous
tough.
Problem.
That's I think. Tough. How many hours are you getting?
Average? 5, if I'm lucky.
Oof, that's rough.
It's mostly below 5. Sometimes above 5, mostly around 5. That's kind of a give or take.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to come over every night and choke you out?
What's that going to do?
I don't know. You might sleep better.
Can you cuddle with me?
Maybe.
Okay, sweet.
Maybe that's what you're missing, a male companion. Okay. Is your cat male or female?
He's male.
Okay, well, you got one.
He fucking hates me, though.
Yeah, he's a bastard.
Fuck you. It's because I'm never home. He loves me. I'm kidding. But he can't snuggle with the cat. It's a fucking cat.
I hear you. Maybe you need a big pillow, like a big body pillow.
I need a human.
Wedge you in.
Preferably a female.
A warm.
Not a
male. What about, here's another thought. What about those beds that get cold? Like,
ooh, that might be an idea.
My brother said he's got one of those where you put the, I think it's filled with water and it dials you down to like 68.
Your brother has everything. He's like fucking
the guy Johnny anti-aging.
Yeah, says whatever I can do.
He's next level on that shit.
He looks good for his
ayahuasca
age.
And all that.
I like it.
All
I'm all down for that. If I can look younger, fuck longer, I'm in.
I bet you there's someone that would sponsor us and give you a free product for that.
For what?
That water type
to be the king of pussy?
Bed.
All right. I'll reach out.
Look into that. Biggest change of my life, I just want monies. That fixes everything. What's the single best realization you ever had?
Me?
Yeah.
For me, it's that at the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck about you except you. And in turn, the only opinion that matters is your own.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You can take consultation from people. You can listen. But at the end of the day, you got to do you.
That's right. And drink Birch.
That helps. Fuck like a champ.
That's right. I don't have any realizations. I exist barely.
Okay, good.
How is human life? I don't know. My vision came back. I'm better now. I was very worried for like the last 15 minutes.
Okay.
How would human life be different if crocodiles could fly?
I would be scared for
You'd
my
be
life,
like the super assaulted pussy. You could fucking saddle up and ride those fuckers
crocodile.
Around.
I would
Holy
be terrifying.
Shit.
I would never go outside. Those things can fly.
You get my shotgun and like a hell of a lot
can
of
they
buckshot.
Fly and eat at the same time?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that's great. They'd be
like Pac-Man.
Birds.
It's
crazy. Or you could be like airplanes, stuck to airplanes because they're trying to eat the airplane. That'd be craziness.
Yeah, how high can they go? As high as an airplane?
Probably.
Why not? right to the moon?
Yeah.
They're blocking the
flying
sunlight.
Crocodile.
They're fucking walling up. We can't see jack shit down here on planet Earth.
What's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
One of them is an asshole, and the other one's okay. And I forget. I think the crocodiles are assholes.
Are they?
If I remember right. Okay. They'll eat your kids and your asshole.
Perfect.
Okay.
I like it.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 60, MMA Made Me Come, number 12.
There we go.
Juliana Pena. Moving.
Okay. I think there was a time where I thought she was quite attractive.
Yeah. Lena Vizekic. Yeah,
we're going to pass on that. Sorry.
Yeah, she's, I think I see something growing
right
dead.
There. She's dead. For sure. I can tell you right now.
Maybe and then Veronica Rothenhausler. Oh. She's got that girl next door kind of look.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think we're going to marry Juliana Pena and fuck...
Veronica.
Aeronica Rothenhauser.
I lose.
The V is gone. That's good. And the one in the middle is dead.
I agree.
It might be a bad photo. I mean, she has a nice body.
She's got other photos that are good, but sometimes when you see that, you gotta point it out.
It could be a very hairy, well-trimmed bush.
Yeah. Well, then I'm in.
Exactly. I knew you'd be. Of course. Why wouldn't you be?
I wish the 70s existed.
Me too. Nothing wrong with a hairy bush. As long as it's, you know, well-maintained a little. Groomed. You just want to, like, he's looking just like jungle, like fucking.
Jungle Boogie.
That's you?
Jungle Boogie. That's from Boogie Nights, too.
So you would like something along the lines of like a house that's vacant and that no one's mowed the lawn in like 7 years? That's
yes.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
So big that you can't even use a weed whacker to take the shit down.
Wow. How do you get at it? You need like a spelunky.
You gotta do work, brother.
You got the lights on.
You gotta be
you're
Batman.
Like, no, where
and
is
go
it?
To Mr. Fox with all his gadgets. Like, okay. Hey, man, thinking about doing a little spelunking.
Like a beard trimmer.
Like, hey, what do I need?
Carving your way.
I'm gonna need. I don't know what that thing is. A Humvee.
Humvee. Oh my god.
Drive through some. Gonna do a little bit of what you call off-roading.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
You do some knowledge. You got any knowledges?
One thing I'll say, I started watching the Bill Gates thing on Netflix.
I didn't know there was a Bill Gates thing.
It just
thing.
Came out this week.
What's it about?
Fascinating.
His life about, story? Or?
Well, it's about Bill Gates, man.
Well, I would like to know. Well, Bill Gates, what? The child?
The current philanthropist.
The child predator?
That guy reads like nobody have ever. He reads like 14 books in like 3 days or something.
Well, he's got lots of time, right?
Yeah, but he's also doing like all this crazy philanthropic stuff where he's saving people in like foreign lands.
Oh yeah, isn't he trying to cure AIDS or something?
That and getting them water. They engineered some. I only watched the first one. They're engineering some way to like fix the water thing without using our old school like pipe system.
Is he helping anybody in the United States or just every other country?
So far, it's only every other country.
Of course. Why help?
Because we're fucking loaded rich in this country and spoiled.
Yeah, but don't we have like a homeless problem?
Probably.
Don't we have a mental health problem?
Definitely yes.
Don't we have a lot of?
This is why I'm going into mental health.
Don't we have a college problem?
Other than college is obscenely expensive.
Right. Like, yeah. I think there's a lot of problems. Like, it's all cool to help everybody else, but why not help us first? And then if there's a little extra, then help, like,
I think he's
people.
Doing both.
Okay.
I think they've had a foundation that has charter schools in the U.S. and stuff for many years and alternative schools. Schools with no homework. Schools with just thinking.
That's what they should be.
With thinking and logic and learning and problem solving.
It's like we are in the most retarded school system in the entire world.
Yes.
You know why? Because of homework. And a lot of other countries, I think that, I forgot what show I watched. Who's the guy who did the documentary where he ate all that food and got sick?
Oh, the
McDonald's.
I know who you're talking about. I forgot the name.
That guy.
Jimmy something?
He was doing some other documentary. No.
Different guy. I know who you're talking about, though.
But Supersize Me, that movie. So he had done some other like one-off shows, and he was doing one about education. We went to other countries, and I forgot where we were. I'll just say Norway, for okay. example. And it was very loosey-goosey in school.
Yeah.
And you had, I think, a maximum of 15 minutes of homework a night.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Like, that's what it should be. Like, why? Like, I have two girls that are in high school, and they're just buried. Like, one is, like, more than 4 hours a night.
It's stupid. Because when we work our jobs, I don't bring homework home for my job, you know?
And it's I have a hard time talking to them about it because it's shit that you're never going to use ever in life.
True.
So how do I motivate you to do well when it's something that you're never going to do ever again except for this time? You
know? Yes, makes total sense.
It's tough. Very so tough. That's why I wish we would go to those other school systems.
It'll happen one day.
Yeah, when they're already graduated.
Yes.
And $100,000 in college debts.
Correct. So. You got knowledge, I see?
I have something. I know Halloween's right around the corner.
Yes.
And I just want everybody to know that this motherfucker exists. And if I click on the right thing, He's coming to get you.
What the hell?
It's a duck. This watch.
What the heck is this?
Look at that. He's coming.
I love those little dog outfits. That's the best. It's fucking Chucky dog.
A little fucking side eye. The thing that gets me on dogs is whenever I see that little white of their eye out of the side, right there. Like, does they mean business? He's coming to get you.
The dog is probably like, look, this shit is fucked. Help me.
Yeah.
Get this off me. Somebody kill me, please, right now.
I want to get that for my dog. I got my dog a little UPS outfit.
Do you think she'll wear it?
She doesn't have a choice. I put it on her. I may have a picture that I may post.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that for this year?
I bought it last year, and we put it on her a little bit. And it looks like, oh, shit. I don't know if I can let her wear that because she looks like a little person. Like, trying to deliver stuff. I don't know.
Dude, and we all know how much she loves the UPS man.
Ugh, that's brutal.
Can you see now?
Yeah.
Good.
And my dog doesn't like black dogs. She is fucking racist as shit.
Hey, we all got our
Any other dog that walks by that's not black?
Good.
It's okay with. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from. Probably this guy.
I was going to say.
Drinking the juice over there, or the son of Jews.
Throwing me under the bus now.
Always.
I like it. That's been this week's edition of Family Nuts. My name is Eagle Weggle.
Megareth. Thanks for playing.